New England had 3rd and 5 at the Seattle 16-yard line with 26 seconds left, down 13-10. It had taken 15 plays and 5.5 minutes to get there from its own 27, and it had converted a 4th and 2 and a 4th and 9 on the way. Drake May threw deep right for Mac Hollins in the end zone, and Josh Jobe intercepted it. Touchback. That was the 3rd interception of the 4th quarter, and the Patriots lost 13-10 at Lumen Field on Wednesday night in a game they had led from the 2nd quarter until Seattle's extra point with 11:28 left in the 4th. The 4th quarter is the story, so take it in order. New England started it with the ball at the Seattle 46, up 10-3, and one play later had 2nd and 9 at the 45. May went deep left for Romeo Doubs, and Nehemiah Pritchett intercepted it at the Seattle 3 and returned it 30 yards. Seattle scored on the 5th play of the drive that followed, a 4th and 1 throw from Drew Locke to Jackson Smith in Jigba that went 45 yards. Tied. New England's next drive started at its own 14 and reached 3rd and 14 at the 22. May threw deep middle for Demario Douglas, and Julian Love intercepted it at the New England 47. Seattle kicked a field goal off that. And then the last drive, the longest New England had all night, which worked until its final snap. Across the quarter, the offense ran 22 plays for minus 7.1 expected points added. Expected points added is what each snap was worth given down, distance, and field position, and a negative number is points the offense gave back by running the play. Through the first 3 quarters, the same offense had run 45 plays for roughly zero. The passing game as a whole came out at minus 4.6 expected points on 36 pass plays, 178 yards, 1 touchdown, 3 interceptions. That is a number that requires context, because a year ago this was the best passing offense in the league. First in expected points per pass play, and first in expected points per play overall. On Wednesday, it was 3 interceptions, 3 sacks, and a success rate of 47%, meaning fewer than half its pass plays gained what the situation asked for. The 3 sacks all came in the 4th quarter. Leonard Williams on the first snap after a holding penalty made it 1st and 20, Drake Thomas on the sideline with 2:16 left, and Derek Hall for 7 yards with 38 seconds left, the play that turned 1st and 10 at the 21 into the 3rd and 5 where the game ended. One more split belongs here, and it comes with a warning label. A.J. Brown, the offseason addition to this passing game, was targeted 5 times and left the game injured on the 5th, 3rd and 4, 13:30 left in the 3rd quarter, an incompletion, and he did not return. Before that play, he had been May's 3rd down answer, a 5-yard catch on 3rd and 4, a 14-yard catch on 3rd and 3, and a 34-yard pass interference call drawn on 3rd and 2. With him on the field, New England's 15 pass plays were worth plus 3.5 expected points and no interceptions. After he left, 21 pass plays were worth minus 8.1, with all 3 interceptions. That is when the passing game changed. Whether it is why, one game cannot say. The 4th quarter also brought the score, the clock, and a defense that finished 2nd in the league last year, and the throws that were intercepted were aimed at Doubs, Douglas, and Hollins. The run game was quiet, and not the problem. 31 carries, 109 yards, minus 2.7 expected points, and a success rate of 35%. Ramondre Stevenson's 12-yard run to the Seattle 48 with 3:42 left was New England's longest carry by a running back all night, and it came right after May's 4th and 2 scramble kept the drive alive. The bigger issue was where the drives started. 3 New England possessions began inside its own 10-yard line, the 8, the 8, and the 6, and none of the 9 drives began past the 32. The 1 touchdown was earned the long way. 2nd quarter, a 10-play drive from the New England 23, finished by May to Eli Raridon from 2 yards out, 1st and goal, with 9:14 left in the half. Andy Borregales added a 50-yard field goal with 11:53 left in the 3rd quarter for 10-0. New England took 2 snaps inside the Seattle 20 all night and scored a touchdown on one of them. The other was its final snap. The defense did its job for most of the night and deserves its own paragraph. Seattle lost Sam Darnold to injury on his 3rd dropback, sacked by Dremont Jones for a 5-yard loss, and Drew Locke played the rest of the game. Through 3 quarters, the Seattle offense ran 35 plays for minus 4.6 expected points and scored 3 points. Seattle converted 2 of 11 third downs. It took 6 snaps inside the New England 20 and scored no touchdowns on them, A 7-yard touchdown to Cooper Kupp in the third quarter came back on an illegal shift, including a sequence with 6:42 left, tied at 10, where Locke scrambled to the New England 3, and the Seahawks came away with a field goal after a delay of game penalty and 2 incompletions. The one play the defense will see again is the 4th-and-1, 11:38 left, up 7, Seattle at the New England 45, a short throw left to Smith and Jigba, 45 yards, touchdown. 6.1 expected points and 34 points of win probability on one snap. Seattle's passing game finished at plus 4.4 expected points on 26 pass plays, 200 yards, its run game at minus 1.3 on 21 carries. New England held Seattle to 98 rushing yards and no rushing touchdowns. Now the part where a Week 1 episode has to be honest about what it is. There is no season yet, so the comparison is last year, with a different roster and a different question. Last year, New England went 14-3 and won the AFC East, with the best offense in the league by expected points per play and a defense that finished 11th. On Wednesday, the defense held Seattle to 13 points and the offense played like something else for one quarter, and the quarter it chose was the fourth. 3 interceptions in 15 minutes is not a pattern. It is one bad quarter from a quarterback whose offense was first in the league a year ago. What is worth holding on to is the shape. New England was on the field for 22 fourth-quarter snaps, went for it twice on fourth down and converted both, and reached the 16 with the game on the line. The drive worked. The last throw did not. New England hosts Pittsburgh a week from Sunday. Watch the fourth quarter and watch where the drives start. That's your Patriots. Every game, by the numbers. This is Muffed. We do the same deep dive for all 32 teams. Follow the Patriots show wherever you're listening, so next week's recap lands the moment it's out. No theater, just the football. And if you play fantasy, there's a Muffed show built around your exact roster, free at muffed.ai. Data via NFL Verse.